Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 134, Retirement 101, When and How to Start Contributing to Your Retirement by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Finance Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in personal finance 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dan Warren.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you each and every weekday from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. And today we've got a post from a very new author to Optimal Finance Daily, and that is Kalen Bruce, who's actually on active duty with the United States Air Force. So before we get into that, if you have not yet subscribed to Optimal Finance Daily, it would really be a big help to us if you would go ahead and do that. You'll get these episodes delivered to you automatically once you subscribe, and you'll also help boost our podcast rankings as well. All you have to do is hit the subscribe button in the podcast app of your choice, and you'll be ready to go. And while you're at it, you might also want to subscribe to our brother podcasts. There are two of them, Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Health Daily. All right, that's it for our little intro. Let's talk retirement and start optimizing your life. Retirement 101, When and How to Start Contributing to Your Retirement, by Kalen Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com. Quote, "The goal of retirement is to live off your assets, not on them." Frank Eberhardt. Rule number one of living off your assets: you must have assets. You may plan to retire, you may not. Either way, it's a good idea to have a plan for wealth building. You may need it. So when do you start planning for it, and how do you do it? When do you start? You probably saw this coming. You start now. You may think retirement is for old people, but those old people started contributing to their retirement when they were young. Oh, the miracle of compound interest. It's a miracle that you won't know anything about if you wait to start planning your retirement. Retirement should be something that you contribute to diligently over your entire life. And actually, you don't really have to be that diligent and disciplined anymore. With technology, you can set your retirement on autopilot. The story of Bob and Pedro. Let's look at some numbers. You like numbers, right? Well, you probably do when they involve your money. We will use the fictitious characters, Pedro and Bob. The story of Pedro. Pedro understands that he needs to start contributing to his retirement at a young age, so he begins to put $100 into an IRA every month. Let's just say he puts it all into index funds and he averages a measly 8% annual return on his money. Pedro is 20 years old, and he contributes to this IRA until he's 50. Pedro will end up with $146,815.04. Probably not enough for Pedro to completely stop working, but he is only 50 now, and this is assuming that he was never able to contribute more than $100 per month. Not bad, Pedro. The story of Bob. Bob knows everything, and in knowing everything, he realizes that he has plenty of time to think about retirement. Despite what Pedro tries to tell him, he waits until he's 35 to even start thinking about it. At the age of 38, Bob finally decides that he can't work as the head repairman of Chuck E. Cheese's for the rest of his life. He'll need to start contributing to his retirement. At 38, Bob is starting to realize that he may be a bit behind the game, so he contributes $400 every month into an IRA. He had heard Pedro mention something about index funds, so he puts it all into those, whatever they are. Since he is using the same index funds as Pedro, we will give Bob the same assumption of an 8% interest rate. Bob contributes until he's 50, like Pedro, and he'll end up with less than $100,000, $98,377.42 to be exact. Well, what do we learn, class? First off, we learned that Bob should really be taking advice from Pedro. We also learned the compound interest that accumulates is much more powerful than contributing more money. Bob contributed 4 times the monthly amount that Pedro contributed, but since it was only invested for 12 years, he still ended up with much less money. Bob actually contributed more in 12 years than Pedro did in 30 years. Bob, $57,600. Pedro, $36,000. Oh, the benefits of starting early. How did you start? There are 2 words that can take most of the stress and confusion out of retirement. Index funds. Pedro was right. If you don't know what an index fund is, read my article on it. If you like the idea of using index funds for your retirement, you can tax shelter them in an IRA. If you don't know what an IRA is, you can read my article on that too. That's as simple as it gets. Set the deductions to come out automatically every month, and you will have an automatic retirement account. You just listened to the post titled Retirement 101, When and How to Start Contributing to Your Retirement by Kaylin Bruce of MoneyMiniBlog.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And a quick reminder that it's very nice help for us if you subscribe to this show in the podcast app of your choice. It goes a long way toward helping us in the podcast rankings. And this is one of 3 podcasts where we read blogs to you. So if you haven't already, check them out. Make sure you listen to Optimal Living Daily and Optimal Health Daily too. But I'll leave it at that for this Thursday, since Justin's going to talk about his show in about 10 seconds. In any event, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on Friday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from amazing bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.